What a night.
Late night. Can you imagine?
Very late.
All of the things we've had.
It's something else that we've had to think about.
Hold on, brother. Wait a minute.
What are you going to do?
Back in line. Sorry, lost sheep.
Well, I'm glad we can at least get together and kindly think about some things that happened to us last night.
No, we should process it. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I think so. You know, there's a great joy in seeing God fulfill His plan that,
yes.
that we know about. And, you know, the Bible said in Micah 5:2 that, "But as you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too little among the clans of Judah, from you one will go forth who will be ruler of Israel. His goings forth are from long ago, from the days of eternity." But he talked about Bethlehem. And, you know, God did that. It's interesting how God gets things done the way He wants them.
That's true.
He fulfills His plan. Because when He picked Joseph out, Joseph was of the family of David.
Yeah.
And when He asked Joseph to be the father of Jesus, he knew what he was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Not only that, but when Mary and Joseph were asked to go to the census, do we know where they had to go? They had to go to Bethlehem.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting. They got to Bethlehem just in time for Jesus to be born, exactly like God said He would.
Mm-hmm.
So God was fulfilling His plan for all the things that He had planned in His life, and they did that. So He chose Joseph. But you know, I think God still fulfills His plan. I think God has a plan for everybody and for the world, and He's still working on it, and that He will fulfill that plan if we just yield to Him. So my desire, I want to fulfill this plan for me.
Amen.
And I think others around here want to find God's plan for them, and they'll find it in the Word. And they'll say, "God, help me to find Your plan, because I want to do Your way, not mine." So I think that's a wonderful plan that He's fulfilling, even right now.
Amen.
This day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a joy in seeing God fulfill His plan. And you know, there's a great joy in just knowing about the birth of Jesus and seeing Him.
Yes, there was. I mean, can you imagine? 400 years we waited in silence. We had not heard from God. We've struggled with occupations of Greeks, Romans. But now yet there's a promise.
Yes, there is.
There is a birth with the promise. You remember Zacharias, that old priest? Remember how we couldn't talk for a while?
That's right, he could.
Laryngitis or something, I don't know. But I remember when he spoke, he talked about his own boy. And he spoke of Malachi 3:1. Remember, he said he'll be preparing a way, a voice in the wilderness. I think he means his boy. And then yet now we see the Christ. We're starting to see prophecy unfold. I never thought I would see a baby be the Lord. I always thought that He would come as a warrior, a king, someone that was going to be so great and big. But yet He came as a child. And we were welcome to be with Him, brother. That amazes me. We stinky shepherds. Well, no one else will even talk to. Oh, at least we have our sheep. But if they're talking to us, we have problems. Bigger problems.
That's true.
Yeah. But it makes me wonder, how will this baby grow? What will he be like? I always imagined he'd be a Pharisee or a king. But yet he was born to a carpenter. He even made us these nice chairs. It's quite kind. Will he be a carpenter? You know, will he be a prophet like Moses? Like what was promised? Will he be like Elijah? Hopefully not with as much fire, at least at first. Will he be like David, also a shepherd and a king? Maybe he'll be a shepherd like us.
Reckon?
Well, you know, even now, though, our testimony isn't even accepted in the courts. We can't even attend synagogue, and we're unclean to attend temple. But yet angels gave us an invitation to witness and to be there at the birth of Christ. I hope maybe like our fathers, maybe like David, even like the prophet Amos, maybe he'll be a prophet and a shepherd for the world. So I can have great joy that he is born because it tells me that God cares for me. God also will now know what our lives are like. We don't have to wonder, thinking we're waiting for a sign. He's now dwelling among us. He is the Emmanuel we've been waiting for.
Right.
And He'll be with us. And He will know what it's like to be a man, to feel our hurts, to feel our struggles. So, I think His birth is a sign of the beginning of the end of evil. And I look forward to it, brother. But That being said, there is still so much to consider. What about just the good news that the angels told us?
There is great joy in the good news of Jesus. I remember the angels appeared to us. The glory of God shone around us. We were frightened. We'd never seen anything like that before. We didn't know what that was all about. We had never heard or seen such as that. But we knew that that angel had to be God, and God had to be talking to us. So it must have been the message from God that we need to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And the angel said that that good news is for everybody. It wasn't just for us shepherds.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm glad it came for us shepherds, because that meant maybe it's for everybody else too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's... if it's for us, then maybe other people can get in on it. So we hope so.
Preach it, brother.
You know, people had looked for the Savior for a long time, been looking for Him.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't expect Him to appear to us, the shepherds.
Oh, no.
We expected Him to appear in some other place or some royal place. But
oh, yeah.
Here He comes appearing to us, our shepherds.
Mm.
And He had arrived. And He arrived in the city of Bethlehem that we had knew that He had supposed to be arrived in. And there He was in the city of Bethlehem.
Mm.
Not only that, there was good news that He told us how to find the baby. Now, it's interesting. He said that baby would be in a manger. A manger? Can you imagine?
No.
A royal king in a manger? But that's what He said. So we took Him at His word. We believed what He said. So what do? We left our sheep and we went looking. We went looking in stables and mangers till we found this baby in a manger. And we found Him.
Mm-hmm.
We got to see Him. And there He was. Yep. We believe what the angel said, and we were able to find this wonderful gift, this wonderful good news. He said He'd save anybody who'd believe in Him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that anybody who trusts Jesus can be saved, and that they can have the joy of the life that Jesus talked about, the angels talked about, that good news that every person could have. And I believe that's God's desire. I think God wants everybody to know Jesus. I think the Savior was such that He wants every person to believe in Him and find in it. And there's great joy when you know your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
You got new life. You got Jesus living your life. And it's wonderful to know the good news. So I'm grateful today for the great joy of this good news that Jesus, of Jesus that the angels brought to us and we get to share with others.
Yeah.
You know, great joy is found in seeing Jesus too, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely. I never thought that I would get to be invited to see anybody important. You know,
Right. Gosh.
You know, looking after our flocks, it's kept us apart from everyone else for so long. We've done our jobs, but there was joy in seeing Him. We never get to see great kings. We don't see generals. We don't see great warriors or great men. We don't even see great teachers. We're always out watching the sheep. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But yet we have an invitation. The most uninvitable people would come and get to see Him. I never thought I would see anybody, but it brings to mind, like you said, brother, that we left our flocks. Now, that could have gotten us in some pretty big trouble.
Yeah, it could have.
But for a chance to see the Lord, to see God made man, that's worth leaving anything. I think He would want everyone and want us to know that it's important that if we have a chance to see the Lord, a chance to meet Him, to be with Him, there is nothing else that is more important. There is nothing else that is worth us to say no. Could you imagine if we told the angels, we're pretty busy?
No.
No, they freaked me out pretty bad. Yeah. Oh, anyways, we wouldn't want to end up like Zacharias anyway. So we went and we searched and we found. And that's true. They didn't make it very easy, did they?
Oh.
They just showed up in the sky. They could have zapped us there, but no. We had to walk. But you know, it was worth it.
Yes, it was.
We got to search. It showed me that there's something that I have to do. That it's easy. And He's out there, like it says from the prophet Jeremiah, if I seek Him with all my heart, I will find Him.
Sure.
And you're right, not in a manger. Well, God likes doing things strangely sometimes. Sure. It's not like I would expect, but it was worth the risk. Our sheep are still safe, and it was worth leaving just to see Him that once and to be included. And looking at all the joy, we also got to take part in such things even afterwards. Just think of the people that we got to share with and proclaim with. What joy in getting to be a part of that and spreading that news.
That's right.
What was it like, brother?
It was wonderful. You know, we had heard it all that we had heard and seen. from the angels, from the glory of the Lord, from the glorious host. But then we get to go see Jesus. He said this was the Messiah. And we got to see for ourselves. It was such wonderful. We had to tell somebody else about it. We just couldn't keep it to ourselves. It was too good, too awesome that we just had to tell anybody. It's sort of like a well bubbling up in us. And we just had to find people who we could tell about who Jesus was and let them know. And it's such a delight to know that we've met him and that he's come for us, even though he's still a little baby yet. But we know the Messiah, the Savior, has arrived, and we look forward to being with him.
Amen.
I think today it's still good news. I still like to thank God. When we think about what God's done in us, we ought to be telling somebody else about it.
Amen.
I mean, he's forgiven us. He saved us. He's given us a hope for heaven. He's given us a forgiveness of our sin and all those things in us. And then he's with us every day and he takes care of us. And, you know, that I believe God wants us to be telling other people.
Praise God.
How wonderful it is to know him and to anybody to listen. Because Jesus still meets needs. He still forgives. He still blesses people who believe in him and who will go find him as a comforter and when we go share Jesus with him. Mm. I think we ought to be delighted that we get to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That we're not have to. We get to tell other people what we've seen and heard. And I think other people around here can delight and tell the if they've met him, I think other people ought to be telling about him too. Because it's the best thing to talk about. We talk about the weather. We talk about the sun. Talk about our kids. We're talking about Jesus. The best thing we could ever talk about and tell other people about. And so there's a wonderful joy in just proclaiming to the world good news, a great joy that everybody can get in on.
Amen.
What a wonderful it is. So, you know, as also as we think about all those things, there's a great joy in just having those special, treasured memories that they come our way as we meditate on all that's happening.
That reminds me of Mary. Remember when she told us her story? She told it with still wonder, not with doubt, but said, when the angel had came to her and proclaimed what would happen, she had said this Gabriel from Daniel. It was amazing. And she says he spoke to her. And people would have thought her crazy. But then talking of her pregnancy, talking of the dream of Joseph, talking of the prophecy of her cousins, it showed me that maybe I don't always need to understand my part in God's plan, but I can still treasure it. And I don't need to have all of the answers. And it's okay to look, but I may not always need them to walk forward in faith in this beautiful Christ. Of all the things that had happened that aligned, like you said, in God's plan, in the fullness of time, he had it in perfection. He moved Caesar Augustus to have a census and to think that it would bring them to Bethlehem.
That's right.
Bethlehem, the house of bread, so that the bread of life may dwell there and be born. And yet here, and we receive that invitation that the humblest of men and women may come and be welcomed into the court of the King of Kings.
That's right.
I don't understand why he would include us, maybe just yet.
No, I don't either.
But I don't know if I care. I'm happy.
That's true.
No. The irony is that he would give us, these angels, the same ones that spoke, as far as I know, to Mary, would say that we are now to give testimony and proclaim and tell all the world of this good news when no one listens to us anyways. But that's okay. It doesn't mean we're going to stop.
Oh, no.
No. We can't hold this in. Mm-mm. Ain't nothing going to keep this inside. You know, people may think I'm crazy, and I may not always understand, but like Mary, I want to hold on to this moment, and I want to share it with others, even if they think me a fool. I will trust that I know that if I have been commissioned by the Lord to tell, he is going to prepare the hearts of all those to receive. And by faith, I will continue to preach, and by faith they will receive, because it is the Lord's work in us and in them. Right. I think that's important for everyone to know, that God is still at work.
Amen.
And he speaks and uses anyone, whether it be a pagan king or a fool of a shepherd. And his work will not be stopped.
Amen.
I want to be a part of that.
Amen. So
I want to work alongside my shepherd. And I look great forward to the great things of this coming Christ that we're going to see. And there's always this, that we can praise God for this. And even last night, remember how we walked away praising God with great joy.
Amen. We did. It was wonderful. Because we thought about what we'd heard the angels. So, heavenly host, that amazing sky full.
An army of angels.
It's just awesome to hear them sing, help them praise God and glorify God in the highest and say peace on earth for mm-hmm. all of us who believe in Him. But I thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I and the other shepherds were the only ones who got to see Him.
Crook five.
And that, what's amazing that God allowed us to see. So I praise Him that He opened the heavens and revealed Himself to us through those angels, the good news that we got to see about. And so all I could do is go home praising God. Because when we got to the stable and we looked and we talked to Mary and found out what God had said to her, who this baby was, that He was to be Jesus, the Savior of the world. And we thought about that. And we got to see Him for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else told us about it. We got
no.
to, we were one of the first ones. Maybe Mary and Joseph saw Him before we did, but we're the next ones.
Mm-hmm.
They got to see Jesus. What a privilege it was.
Mm-hmm.
So when we got to see Jesus, we went back. We had to tell everybody. We had to praise God everywhere we went. Glorify Him. Honor Him. Tell how wonderful He is, because it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
God allowed us to see His Son and to know that He really was here. The Messiah had really arrived, and we could know Him. What a privilege it is. And I think it's a joy that we can go back and glorify and praising God. I'm sure that when we think about Jesus today, hopefully everybody, when they think about Jesus, when they let Him come and live in their life, there's a joy in that. The delight in that. They ought to be praising God that He saved us from our sins and saved us from hell and gave us a new life. And we praise Him. We honor Him. We exalt Him who has done so much in us. And not only has He done something, but He's still doing it.
Mm.
And He's going to do it forever. We get to go be. I mean, you know, it's awesome what else He's going to do.
Amen.
But I think about that. Not only do I want to praise Him this way with my mouth, but I want my life to count. I want to be a shepherd who goes out and continues to talk about Jesus, continues to be honored to Him.
Mm.
I'll be the best shepherd I can be to honor Jesus. Whether mm-hmm. anybody else believes me or not, I want to tell them how wonderful He is. I want to be one of those shepherds. If you happen to catch me at night, I'd probably be singing praises to Jesus. Now, most people around here wouldn't believe that, but I would be honoring to praise the Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. And I believe that when this group of people know Jesus, we ought to leave here today with a joy, with a praise in our heart and a commitment to say, I'm going to walk with Jesus from now on. I'm going to honor Him mm-hmm. with the way I live. What a wonderful, wonderful gift.
Amen.
God. Amen. So I'd say to you, do you know Jesus? Have you understood that God has a plan for you, that He's fulfilling your life? Are you in on that plan, or are you just doing your own thing? Are you looking for Jesus, or are you looking for presence?
Mm.
Are the Messiah still here? He wants you to get in on the good news of the great joy if you give your heart and soul to Him. And He wants you to believe in Him and receive Him. And you know, when you let Him in your life and you begin to think about how wonderful He is, you want to praise Him too. So my prayer is that you will give your heart and soul to Him, and that as we who know Jesus leave here today, we'll go home praising the Lord. We'll go home thinking about how wonderful it is that we are children of God if you've been saved. We're going to heaven. This Jesus that we talk about is still alive. The one that the shepherds looked at is right here, right now, and will be with us the rest of our days. What good news, a great joy. So we're going to invite you to give your heart to Christ if you never have. We're going to invite you as a Christian to renew your commitment to Jesus. We're going to sing a hymn and encourage you to come and share that. You just want to come and pray, do that. But right now, we're just going to stand, and we're going to sing, and we're going to invite you again to just celebrate the birth of Jesus, and if you don't know Him, to come and give your heart to Him. So we shepherds will be ready to share with you any way you want us to.
Mm-hmm.